I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
And this is episode 174. It's the 174th episode of the Inner City Geeks podcast, and we're using a new format to maybe, you know, do something a little different on here. But yeah, this should be cool. Should be interesting. And of course, like I said, my name is Steve, and I have Brian.
Hey.
And I got Alex.
Hello, folks.
Hello, folks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man? It's been a really interesting week. So what you guys been up to, Brian?
For me, just a lot of work. It's getting everything ready at my job so that I'm not backed up for when Comic-Con hits. So I'd rather get it all done now.
Okay.
Because I know, like, week after week, it's new products and all my job tasks, and I want to not, like, be behind by any, because I know the one little mishap and I'm backlogged for like a month.
Of course.
Especially because, like, you know, think about it. Comic-Con is like 2 weeks away and that's October. And the next thing you know, it's prepping for the holidays. And we all know in wine and spirits, the holiday season is when you really need the wine and spirits to deal with your family.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're excited for getting shit done before Comic-Cons.
Thank you.
Alex, what's good, dude?
Well, let's see. I've been working on the script for the next issue of the webcomic.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I'm like kind of like, you know, tossing ideas here and there. I've been trying, because we talked about this, I think, in the last episode or whatever, or we talked about it outside of it. I don't remember exactly sure, but the whole idea was from, if you remember how it transitioned to the Burton's work thing, whatever, it's going to go back to Burton and Jenny in this, you know, this coming issue.
Okay. That
the beginning of it is supposed to be like, you know, damn, you went on a tangent, you know, it's based on the inside joke of us that we always go on a, you know.
Yeah, that's what we always do. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to bring that in the beginning of there and then bring up a subject. But I'm trying to think of the subject right now. So I'm like tossing with a lot of different things, because it's since they're going, because the idea is, and you already know that every time when we work on the issue, it always leads up to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have an idea of what's going to be like the major issue, right? Like, it's going to be, once they get to the restaurant, something's going to occur. And I already have a new character set for that issue. Like, okay. I drew this character a while back. It was based off of somebody I saw, like, and of all things, while I was having a cigarette, I saw this one dude that looked like a human cartoon. That I was just gonna say, if you see like sickly old business dude, you know, right?
Not melted Steve.
Not melted Steve. But yeah, but I saw like this one dude that like looked like a human cartoon, and I was just like, that's gonna be the character for the next issue.
Well, that should be interesting. That should be fun.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I already did that sketch like a while back, so you know that one's pretty much set. So,
but she's just been holding on to it.
Yeah, like it's already saved on the thumb drive where I have all the ICG webcomic stuff.
Okay.
So you know, it's just transitioning to that. So I also have I also have pictures of the background that I'm going to use for the next issue.
Sweet.
So, you know, like, I still got to take like one or two more pictures, but that like I can do that soon after, or you know, like anytime, because once at least when I have the script done before I send it to you so we can work on it together, mm-hmm. right? You know, I can always take these pictures whenever I can. But the thing right. is, certain pictures that I try to take it without having people in the background. Because in the past, what I used to try to do was I try to get, you know, pictures. And it's kind of hard when you have, like, especially when, you know, you live in the city. So you want to get a picture of a certain thing. Someone's going to always get in your shot.
Oh, yeah. Of course. That's always going to fucking happen. Unless you're out at, like, fucking 3 o'clock in the morning. And even at that point, there's still, like, a lot of people out there.
Yeah, there's usually that one dude or whatever asking for change. Yo, papa, you got change? Like, no, I'm broke, my man. I'm sorry. Everybody's broke. Yeah. It's like you're asking for some money in the South Bronx, dude. Figure it out.
Exactly.
I'm in the South Bronx with you, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're in your own little thing, so you need to fucking figure that shit out yourself.
Exactly. So, yeah, so, I mean, it's getting there, dude. And then other than that, I've been trying to catch up on Mayans MC, that the new season started, and I still haven't. Well, from where I'm at, because I'm trying to finish up the season one. I'm like two episodes, like the last two episodes of the first season. And but that has been really good. It is a good spinoff, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, and I
actually on like a second season already.
Yeah, it's the second season. They're on the third episode now. And so, okay. So you know, it's not too bad. So, I'm not like that far behind, but I just finished watching like one of the episodes. Like, you know, when you have like that one episode, like you'll start, something happens, you get distracted, so you're like, I'll watch it again later. And then mm-hmm. you know, you're like, you try to go back to it, like, I'm gonna restart it, right? So I restart it, then something else would come up or whatever, and oh, you know, like I gotta put it again. So that happened quite a few times. And I finally, you know, got to watch that episode. And it was a good episode, too. So I was just like, all right, I'm good. Like, I'm happy. Like, fucking finally did it. Right? So now it's just trying to watch these last two episodes so I can go to the new season.
A full catch-up. I got you.
Yeah. But, yeah. But then other than that, man, I was trying to see if trying to schedule so I can watch Chapter 2.
You know, yes, it chapter.
Yeah, because I mean, my old the theater where I used to work at or whatever, they have it there.
Oh, nice. But,
yeah, so it's you know, I can go over there and ask for and you know passes anytime. You know, I'm still in good graces with them. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when you never burn bridges, you have right. a lot of perks.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, that's how I watched Spider-Man Homecoming like twice.
It's like when I worked for concerts and events before I knew you guys, you know, like, you know, like the same team and like you go to the same venue, it's always the same guys. So it was always like the same crew that I had. And then like you keep in contact with these people because you just never know. And it's been a while since I had any like so-called like connections or whatever, but like I've already okay. like I went to go see Alter Bridge, Iced Earth, and I forget what other band at the PlayStation Theater, and like you just like yeah go to the VIP balcony, you don't need a wristband, screw that, it's you know it's right. you're our friend, you're you know still like family at this point. And then I've already like knowing people in venues where I'm like, hey, you know, here's the, like, you didn't pay for this, but here's all the VIP shit you need.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So like, it's not, exactly, as Alex says, do not burn bridges, because you just never
yeah.
know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And even, let's say, for example, if a job does you dirty, whatever, never do it dirty back, man. Because, no. like I said, like, ultimately, you never know.
Right. It's that karma thing, you know?
Oh, dude, I'm a firm believer in that. So I'm hoping that karma, whatever, like, you know, just decides to be like, you know what? Here's your day. Thanks, karma. I really appreciate it.
So before we get into some geek shit, I have an interesting thing, and this kind of revolves into that karma thing.
Okay.
Go on.
So yesterday, on Thursdays, I don't start my job till 4 o'clock, right?
Okay, right.
So yesterday, I'm on the way to go get lunch around 1, and as soon as I leave my building, there's a small kitten outside my building.
So okay.
Stray cat, but tiny, like really maybe like less than a foot long. And maybe about a month to 2 months old. So I run upstairs. I go get some dry food as I have the two cats. And the food on the bag says, you know, for all stages of life versus my wet food, which is for adult cats. And so run back downstairs. And, like, the cat, you know, was still there. Had a cup of food. Sprinkle some. Feed her. And I'm like, all right. I got to figure out something, what to do with this cat, because I don't want it to just get run in the street and get killed or whatever. You know, as a cat dad, cat dad.
Is that a hero?
What happened?
Is that a hero?
I guess so.
It might be a hero, yeah, but it might actually be like the show title, Cat Dad.
The Misadventures of Cat Dad.
Word.
There you go, episode 174.
No, The Thrilling Adventures of Cat Dad.
Nice, I like that one better. Steve, you got this one. Yay, Steve.
So, there's a rescue center that is not too far from my apartment. They're the Sean Casey Rescue Center. All right, and I go there with the cat, and I'm like, hi. I'm like, I need help, this cat. She's kitten, she's on the street, knowing that they would take her in because that's what they do, they're a rescue center. So he scans the cat, couldn't find the chip in the cat. He's like, all right. So I'm like, can you take her? He's like, no, like very aggressively. He's like, no, we're full. I'm just like, well, you're a rescue center, you know, like take this cat. And again, he's like, no, we're full, like really aggressive. And I'm like, no, what you are is useless.
Yeah, that's, you know? That's the perfect response to that, yeah.
Yeah. So I take the cat, I leave. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to, as much as it hurts, I can't take her. I put the cat down outside the center. And so... cat starts following me a little bit because it was starting to get attached. And I'm like, sorry, little one. And I, you know, I'm feeling kind of crushed by this, you know, and kind of hurt that they wouldn't take it in. And I walk away. And then I circle back about 10 minutes later, hoping that the cat maybe got brought inside or whatever. And then the guy sees me. He comes running out. He comes running out of the rescue center, cursing and screaming at me, saying that what I did was a felony. It's animal abuse to leave a cat in the street. He called the police. I'm like,
Jesus.
I know. I was like, really? And now I was getting mad. I'm seeing red. And like, I said to him, I was like, no. I was like, what you are is a rescue center that won't rescue a fucking kitten. You know, like don't turn this on me. You know, like, yeah.
That's exactly what they were trying to do, too.
Yeah, dude, fuck that SWAT rocket, man.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it's great, too, because, like, you know, he was like, you're on camera. I'm like, all right, but you don't have any of my information. You know, like, I'm just the good-hearted Samaritan. Hey, take this cat. And then, like, as that guy's cursing and screaming at me, one of his other, like, coworkers or whatever grabbed the cat and brought it inside. I'm like, it took that for you to bring it in?
Wow. I guess the motherfucker didn't want to do the paperwork. That's why.
I guess not. I mean, they're volunteers, but like, despite that, it's like you're there to be helpful. And the rescue center, the guy who owns it he owns it. He created it because he's a good-hearted person that wanted to rescue animals.
Right.
And it's like, how do you have someone like that volunteering for you? Because they don't get paid. But it's like, seriously?
Yeah, they were just having a really bad day. They were just like, fuck this, we don't want to do this anymore. So we're gonna say no to everybody that's coming in.
I'm gonna have to assume that he was probably trying to hit to a coworker and he got shot down pretty bad. So because of that or whatever, he was just taking it on everybody else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so that's my stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of cats, I got two of them right here. They want to be on the show. They're like, Steve.
They're just following me everywhere I go, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that sultry voice, dude.
I know. I can't help
Steven, it. Steven, the cat whisperer.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Steven.
All right, so one of the things that before we actually get into the Geek Sheet that actually like really really caught my attention this week is some shit that's fucking crazy right now for in my world, because I'm of course like slightly insane.
Only slightly.
And it's basically the fact that the Navy is confirming that some UFO videos are actually real videos, like real UFOs that basically should have never been released, which is fucking insane, because like it makes you think like, oh shit, like what other shit is the government hiding? What other type of shit is out there? Is it actually real? Like what the fuck is going on,
dude? You really know us as like, you know, people in general, we're not ready for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't ready for it at all.
You know, it's not like fucking, you know, Star Trek where they're all like, you know, women, but they're in green. And we're just like, you know, yeah, I want to clap that Martian ass.
Yeah, so one of the guys, he basically said, it's basically Joseph Gradner, a spokesperson for the Deputy Chief of the Naval Operations and for information and warfare. He basically said the Navy designates the objects contained in these videos as unidentified or aerial phenomena. So like, yeah, it basically confirms that, yo, this is fucking real. Like none of it is bullshit. It's not just fake. It's some shit that people actually did see, and shit is, there's something out there.
Yeah, well, you already know, dude. Like, we can't be the only thing in this universe.
Right, exactly.
Like, you know, there has to be life out there.
Yeah. And then, I don't know if you guys seen the videos, but, like, some of these videos actually look, like, crazy legit. Like, okay, it doesn't seem like bullshit. And the fact that it's coming from, like, a lot of these actual, like, you know, fighter jets and shit like that, it's like, holy shit, this is real. And also, not only just fighter jets, but also, like, on commercial planes.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, like, this is actually happening. And people have been, like, a lot of people just been, I guess, just hiding away and not thinking, oh, yeah, this is real. Or you know, like, oh, yeah, what the fuck is going on? This is the shit that's really happening.
I really hope to God, though, that nothing like, you know, like any comic book thing where they have, like, these elaborate powers and everything like that.
Right.
That, you know, like, oh, dude, then we're definitely fucked.
Oh, we most definitely are. If they aren't as, you know, friendly as we believe them to be at the moment,
right?
I'm also thinking, like, you know, if they got Dragon Ball powers, we're fucked too.
It's gonna be like Independence Day, you know, like everybody cheering on a rooftop, you know, and then the blue light comes down and just like annihilates New York City.
Yeah, exactly. God, I'm glad.
God forbid.
No, you'll be fine. You're in the Bronx. You're okay.
Oh my god. Yeah, but I'm like right near there, whatever. I'm just gonna be like,
you're the closest one to it.
Yeah, I just say we're gonna see it, and it's gonna be like my Chris Tucker. Damn.
Exactly. No, but that shit is really fucking interesting to me. I read the article. It's like a huge fucking article.
Are these videos that were shot by a former Blink member Tom?
No, it's not just from him. It's videos that he found while speaking to naval enforcers or whatever, people in the Navy.
That's crazy.
So it's nothing that he ever shot. It's stuff that was basically given to him. Because all these are videos from like years ago.
Okay.
Not just recently.
I didn't know that. I didn't get to read the full.
Yeah, it's people that actually volunteer themselves. They're like, okay, yeah, we're going to tell you this. Even though we're not supposed to, we're still going to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love how
people need to know.
I love how this comes out even so, like, you know, during the whole weekend that people are going to storm Area 51.
Right, that's fucking hilarious.
Dude, have you seen the video of the news person, whatever, talking about it, and then the dude's running, dude, like, with the fucking Naruto ninja fucking running?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious.
In my mind, I'll just keep thinking of, like, you know, in the words of Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat, it has begun!
It's just like Mortal Kombat, it's all over again.
Oh, my God. The aliens.
But I can't believe... I can't believe that, though. It's like, it's true. It's like, how funny is it that it's the week of Area 51? Which, that alone is just comical. No?
Dude, that is hilarious. What I think is even more funny that the person that started this thing, like, it was kind of like a joke or whatever, and then since, you know, like, you know, higher officials or whatever were kind of, like, pressing on him, decided to make it, oh, it's going to be a festival, and they moved it to fucking, I think, what was it, Las Vegas or something like that? I don't remember exactly where.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but, the, you know, there are those individuals that are like, nope, no, we're going to do this. We're going to go in.
Yeah, this is no bullshit. This is really going to, we're going to fucking have fun. We're going to do this shit.
They're going to storm it. Most of them are going to get shot. And- And whoever lives is not ever leaving Area 51.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you right now, dude. If this, like, you know, if it is going to happen or whatever, all I'm going to say is this. Natural selection.
Yep.
True.
You know, the people storming Area 51 are the reasons why they keep Tide locked up in Walgreens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can keep your Tide. I'm still going to sniff condoms.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe that was a thing. Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, but you know, natural selection indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's the best way to, you know, thin out the herd, I guess, right?
Yeah, very true.
You guys are animals.
Be that.
No, we're just realists.
All right, so, let's get into the week shit.
Sure.
One of the things that we found out this week that's actually really fucking interesting, and I'm kind of going to go in a different order, not just the order that I sent you guys, but I'm going to start from the end and kind of work my way back. So we spoke about Crisis on Infinite Earths a huge bunch, and we were always wondering, okay, what the fuck is going to happen?
Right.
And especially wondering, like, okay, are they going to bring back Clark Kent from Smallville into this whole, you know, crisis that they're bringing in so many other fucking people from basically all over the fucking DC WB universe.
Right.
And we finally got an answer that Tom Wellings, who played Clark Kent in Smallville, as well as Erica Durant, that played Lois Lane in Smallville, are both going to be making an appearance in The Crisis.
So that makes me wonder if Michael Rosenbaum is going to return as Lex.
Right. That would be amazing, because then you would have two different Lexes in there too. Because, of course, you know, Lex didn't really fucking die at the end of Supergirl.
No. And I got to say, John Cryer was amazing.
He was different. It was a different version of Lex Luthor than I was expecting. Because he wasn't as ruthless as we're used to seeing him.
Yes.
But he was very methodical.
Yeah.
Ooh, big words.
Methodical. Ooh, look at you. That's the word of the day.
How about we change the title to The Methodical Adventures of Cat Dad?
I love that. That's great. I was going to say, like, a bad pun or whatever. I was going to say, like, you know, if they introduce two Lexes or whatever, would that make it a lexicon?
Ooh. Interesting.
Indeed.
Yeah, but they can't bring back Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor anymore, though.
No.
Dude, I can see right now they're gonna be like, you know, he's gonna be like, you know, come on, come on. No, sir. No, no. I won't even ask for payment.
And they can't bring that that other girl, fucking Ally Mac, into it either. Because of course she's a cult leader.
I was gonna say, imagine if they get Gene Hackman.
Oh, that'd be interesting. He'd come out of retirement.
So Michael Rosenbaum put up a thing on Instagram earlier today, and it was like a small little video. I didn't watch it with audio, but it's bad hair to no dick. But the hashtags are Lex, Lana, Smallville, Tennis, and then he tagged Kristen Kreuk in it. And the video is him talking about something and then showing some pictures around. And one of the pictures is that of him as Lex Luthor marrying Lana on Smallville.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
So very cryptic, I guess.
Right.
You know, that we're seeing this video today and it was announced, what, yesterday that Tom Welling was back?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I guess we'll just have to wait until next week to see if we get more shit out of this.
And this is going to be what, like a 5-episode arc?
Yes, 5 episodes. Basically scanning through basically all of the Arrowverse.
And we're finally connecting Black Lightning to it.
Yes, finally connecting Black Lightning after 2 seasons, soon to be 3 seasons.
Yeah, which, I mean, that show was really on point, too. Like
that show's dope, dude.
It was great.
Hell yeah! It's great. It's a great fucking show. Like it's a very underrated show as well because not many people watch it, of course, because it's on a weird time, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it kind of falters under that, but it's actually really fucking good.
It really is.
And if you're into something that's a little bit different, it's not necessarily your typical superhero show, you'd actually really enjoy Black Lightning.
Yeah, like it started, he only did it again to save his kid, and now it's like, now that's like they're a family of just superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
Oh my God, they're the Incredibles.
You can think about it, yeah, if you think about it, it kind of is.
Although with just like lightning powers.
Yeah.
And they didn't get the right soul of the powers, that's why. Damn you, Disney.
but that's gonna be exciting. I'm really looking forward to Crisis now.
Yeah.
I just hope that they don't just bring him in for like the last 5 seconds like they did to Superman in Smallville.
Right.
And they turn him in like, oh yeah, he's the blue and red blur and now he's Superman, and then credits.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I hope they actually go through the entire thing and be like, oh, yeah, look, it's Clark Kent turning into Superman.
Dude, they had...
Yeah, go ahead.
They had me at Kevin Conroy, you know, being in this. So, like, they had me there. And then to hear that Mark Hamill may play Joker,
I've super been excited for that. Like, I've been excited for that since the beginning.
No, I just saying, no, like, when that happened, I was just like, you know, like, fuck, I definitely gotta watch this.
Yeah, but see, I was also a big fan of Smallville when it actually came out.
Right, I was a fan of Smallville, and then I stopped right around the time Bizarro showed up.
Yeah. The fact that it lasted for fucking like 10 seasons. Like, geez, yeah. Dude, like, how could you not watch a show for at least 5 of them?
Right, it's like, I gave up, yeah, whatever that whole season finale was where Bizarro showed up. It's like, mm-hmm. After that, I never picked it up again.
Yeah. It had its ups and downs, but it was actually really interesting. It was really fun. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. So, yeah. So, let's get ready for Crisis coming the end of this year, beginning of next year. Yay.
Hey.
Your enthusiasm. Fucking
Next thing that came out this week, this is actually really fucking cool. It's something that Alex brought to my attention. Was it's brought to our attention is that Boondocks is coming back
for two more seasons.
Not three?
No, two more seasons.
Not three, you ass.
Yeah, only two more seasons. And these two seasons are actually coming, instead of coming to Cartoon Network, they're going to be coming to HBO Max.
Now, I know Aaron Magruder is back behind the wheel.
Yes.
And that's what makes it more interesting.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. But is Regina King and John Witherspoon returning?
I don't know. We have to wait and see. They haven't really announced like what the cast is going to be like, but it's going to be pretty cool. They've already ordered a whole 24 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is basically the entire first season. And then they're going to have, it's going to be, because there's going to be two seasons of it. It's going to have, what, 55 episodes in total? Or 55 episodes, basically, including all the other shit. And it's all going to be on the Warner Media, the Warner Media stuff, which is going to be the Warner Media streaming service or whatever. So all the old episodes are going to be on the Warner Media, as well as the new stuff when the new stuff comes out. So it's going to be fucking dope. It's going to be awesome.
The only thing I feel bad for is that we lost Charlie Murphy, so he can't reprise his role as Ed Wensler the III.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, there's always ways to make it right.
Dude, I can't wait to hear fucking Cedric Yarborough, doing Stink Mean again. Why school?
That show was the best, dude. Like, I used to love that show.
I can't wait to see what HBO version of Uncle Ruckus is going to be like.
Oh, so I guess here's a breakdown of it, okay? So here's a breakdown of what it's going to be like. Okay, so in the new Boondocks, it basically follows, the granddad and Huey and Riley. And they moved to a suburb in Maryland, of all places. And then they get to see that actually, the town is basically taken over by Uncle Ruckus and his weird neo-fascist regime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then they basically figure out, this is some crazy shit that's going to happen now. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
You guys are back.
It's going to be really interesting. And in the quote that basically Aaron Magruder said, it was basically that there's a unique opportunity to revisit the world of the Boondocks and do it over again for today. It's crazy how different times we live in now, both politically and culturally. More than a decade past the original series and two decades past the original newspaper comic. There's a lot to say, and it should be fun.
I can only imagine them getting into the modern day presidency.
Oh yeah, that'd be amazing. That'd be crazy. Oh, not even just that. Just a lot of the shit that's been happening as far as like the Me Too stuff and fucking all the other shit that's out there.
Friggin' granddad alone, just trying to get out like with these dates, is gonna be something Me Too related.
Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be awesome.
Hopefully it brings back the feel of the original seasons. Because, what was it, four seasons total?
Mm-hmm. Was it three or four? No, yeah, it was four, I believe. Yeah, it was
four, but the fourth season was short and it was kind of like...
rushed.
Yeah, and because that's when Magruder
left. And that was also when Magruder left, yeah, exactly.
And so, when the show came back, basically, I forget the situation, but, one of the lines that Riley said was... at least you could always buy it on DVD. basically like pulling an Arrested Development Save Our Show campaign.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Considering what the Boondocks did, taking on, the whole conspiracy of 9/11, the whole R. Kelly situation.
Mm hmm.
Oh, and they can revisit that, especially what's going on now.
Because you realize now Riley could be like, see, I was right. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Riley was the one that was like in the courtroom, and he was like the only one that knew that R. Kelly was not a nice person.
He's not that nice.
Yeah. Oh, that show's going to be so...
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be really fucking cool. I'm very excited for it.
And you figure no commercial interruption.
What? Fuck yeah. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be even better. So they also did say that their first episode is going to be like a 50-minute episode. So that should be pretty cool too.
Oh my God. I'm just picturing right now, after that first episode, you're going to have people, whatever. This show should be banned.
Right?
I'm offended. Yeah, exactly. I'm fucking offended. Come on, people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The same people that want to ban Bill Burr and Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
The same people that fucking got like fucking Shane Gillis off of fucking SNL.
Did you guys watch Bill Burr's latest special?
She was great.
Oh my God. Haven't had a chance yet.
Bill Burr, if you thought Bill Burr was off the rails before, oh my God.
That's just Bill Burr. That's what he does.
I think I might watch it again tonight or tomorrow.
He's just the angry white dude.
Yeah. I think if anything, I may watch it after we finish recording. Because I tell you right now, I watched the Chappelle one like twice already. So
Chappelle
really good, fucking good. But
Chappelle was good, but honestly, the Bill Burr special for me anyway was a little bit funnier.
That makes sense. Well, that's fine. That's understandable.
But Chappelle did bring up a lot of very valid points in that very Dave Chappelle way.
Dude, the whole fucking skit with the alphabet people alone was on the nose.
Well, everything he talked about in just the beginning of the comedy special, which was great. That first, like, what, 5 minutes in?
Oh, dude, that was deep. I loved that.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad that throughout the entire thing, he basically changed a lot of his shit into like more storytelling, which is kind of cool. It's kind of different because he never really went into storytelling. He just spoke and talked about shit.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, he brought up situations and then went to next ones. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, this is going to be pretty cool. I'm very excited for the Boondocks because it's going to be different. And like I said, you know, it's going to be cool. I'm excited for it. I can't wait. This isn't coming out until 2020. So, okay. Yeah. Yay. Boondocks. I guess one final thing that I can speak about that actually has a lot of fucking shit attached to it is that NBC Universal is coming out with a streaming service as well, which is something that we've all known that's going to fucking happen eventually.
Right.
You know, there's ESPN and HBO and Disney and Warner Bros. And blah, 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 blah. So NBC Universal is coming out with a service called Peacock after the logo. Yay.
Because the logo is a peacock. Yay. Yes.
The logo's very...
I wonder how long it took marketing to come up with the idea.
Or to come up with a name. Like, oh, yeah, look,
maybe it could be the NBC Universe? No. We got to make it more to the point. How's it not to the point if it says logo, whatever? Logo. Peacock. Genius.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Colorful bird.
Yeah. Time for our continental breakfast. Bring on the bagels.
Basically. Why can't we name it Colorful Bird? That's stupid. Stupid.
Chad, go to your room. But I live 2 hours from here. Go to your room.
Basically. Go away. Go away. So the first thing that's happening, of course, they're of course saying that they're gonna be doing new programming, right? Of course. You gotta have new programming on this type of show.
Right.
And they announced three different reboots. Right? Three reboots. One of which is one of my favorite fucking sci-fi shows of ever, all times, is other than Doctor Who, it's Battlestar Galactica. They are not just rebooting; they're continuing the 2000s Battlestar Galactica, which was fucking dope with Edward James Olmos and stuff like that. But this series is actually going to be done by the creator of Mr. Robot. If you guys have seen Mr. Robot, it's fucking insane. It's fucking awesomely good.
I've been meaning to watch that.
It's really fucking good. It's very different. It's very, 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 very smart. And it's really fucking good. But the creator of that show, Sam Esmail, whatever. Okay. He's the one backing it. He's the one that's going to be, you know, co-writing or whatever the fuck for the show.
They actually filmed an episode of Mr. Robot outside my apartment a few months ago.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, because they're all over New York.
Yeah, and plus, like, where I live, that station is always like they're shooting that show Evil,
mm-hmm.
with Luke Cage. That they're filming that minutes from my job.
Oh sweet,
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I've been seeing the Haddad's trucks everywhere.
Nice. Like
every night at the same time.
Very nice. Very nice. So yeah, I'm very excited for the new battles, because that's going to be pretty fun. Cool, especially if it's basically going to be continuing after the way the series ended. Possibly with new characters. Possibly with the same characters all over again. But we'll see. I'm very excited for this, because I was a huge fan of fucking Battlestar. Because I necessarily didn't watch it when it first came out, but I did watch it afterwards. And I watched the fuck out of it. And it was really fucking amazing.
Maybe one day I'll check it out. I've never watched
it. It's fucking dope, dude. It's fucking dope. Watch it before it actually gets on that fucking service. Because it was on Netflix for a while. I don't know if it still is on Netflix now. Or Hulu or something. Or you could also, you know, go to get it shit. But yeah. That show's awesome. Another show that's kind of that is awesome, that we're kind of like, what the fuck? Why are they doing this? Is they're not necessarily rebooting, but they're restructuring Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell's coming back, and of course, it's going to be written and produced by starring and produced by Mario Lopez. And Elizabeth Berkley, out of all people.
Hopefully her acting skills got better.
Right, hopefully. Unless they just got a sugar pole and everything for her. Then we'll see. But according to what they say the show will be about, is basically when California Governor Zach Morris gets into a hot water for closing too many low-income high schools. He proposes that they send affected students into a high-performing school in the state, and that is actually one of the schools where they all went to, which was Bayside High. And the influx of students gives the overprivileged Bayside students a need for hilarious dose of reality. Yeah, it doesn't really seem very interesting to me. But I get it. Whatever. I don't see why they need another Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I can see right now you're going to get back all, like, maybe the original cast, at least making, like, you know, appearances here and there.
That'd be cool.
Oh, my God. Mr. Screech.
Well, isn't he doing time?
I think he's in jail.
Right, I was just about to say, like, I think he's doing time or something. I don't think he's gonna fucking, like, actually be in the show.
Listen, the one person that I know is probably very happy about this is the dude that plays Belding.
Oh, I was just about to bring him up. I hope he comes back.
Yeah, he's older than Belding.
Yeah, he looks pretty much the same, except, you know, just a little, you know, little chunkier.
A little?
Yeah.
All right, a lot of bit. All right, so yeah, you just want to hear the
right. It's like, basically, it's like, you want to know why he gained all that weight. It's like, you ever notice that Tori disappeared after one season?
Wow.
Oh man, that's good. That's gonna be the Halloween episode.
That's gonna be fantastic. I love it.
That'd be interesting if they, like, kind of bring her back as, you know, like, let's remember she exists in the world. Or I wonder if, like, Leia Remini will come back as Stacey Carosi.
Ooh.
And, like,
I like her.
Is Lark Voorhees coming back?
I don't know.
Because, like, I know she had, like, really bad plastic surgery.
They're gonna look at her. They're gonna, like, squint her eyes. Lisa? She was
a little botched.
Or maybe they'll just get the fucking, you know, they'll ask Disney, hey, can we get that Robert Downey Michael Douglas thing that you got? Yeah, I know you guys lent it out to Will Smith and Gemini Man, so, you know, pass that over, please.
No.
Which I gotta say, I don't know if I'm going to go see that movie, but that 3D, that imaging on Will Smith, I mean, that's really good.
Not really.
Yay, positive Steve. Yeah. Oh, my God. Optimism Prime Steve.
Yeah, no. That CGI, it's not good. Shut up, dude.
Fine. Why don't we get the dudes from fucking It Chapter 2 and, like, you know what you did with Richie? Can you kind of do that with Clark?
I'm just laughing over the fact that you call him Optimism Steve.
Optimism Prime Steve.
Optimism Prime Steve. That's great.
Yeah. After he ends the show, let's roll out.
Well, that's the only way to do it, right?
Right.
Another show that they're rebooting or bringing back is something that's kind of weird because it's been a long fucking time since this show's been up. But they're bringing back Punky Brewster.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Punky Brewster with the original girl.
Soleil Moon Frye. Yes. Bring back Chesty. Yes.
I hear something about this a couple of months ago where it's something to do where, like, she's be the the foster caretaker, like
she's gonna be like the mom or whatever, like the fucking Annie and shit.
Right. So basically, like, she's basically going to be blanking on the actor's name from Police Academy.
Oh, the fucking the captain.
Yeah, she's basically him. And, like, take on a kid. And it's interesting because, like, that's a show I haven't thought about in so many years.
Oh, Punky.
Except the Family Guy take of that with Punky.
Punky.
But it's like, you're bringing back Punky Brewster. What's next, Small Wonder?
Fuck yes. Fuck yes, indeed. But then what sucks is like, you're going to have if you get the same actress that played Vicky, right? I can see right now they're going to be like, you definitely going to need the fucking the Disney, back in time, CGI stuff.
In time.
It's like, Small Wonder, the show that was the guy created a sister for the brother and a sex doll for himself.
Yeah.
No?
Man, that's the adult, reboot or whatever. Shut up, I need this. Honey, what the fuck is wrong with you? Shut the fuck up. I need this
now.
Honey, this is technically illegal. No, because she's not real.
Basically.
And that's when we lost the fan base because it's just like, that went too dark.
Nah, no such thing as dark. It's all good.
And then with the end credits or whatever. She's a small wonder.
What's next after that? Silver
Spoons? Oh, yeah. Silver Spoons.
With Ricky Schroeder?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get this dude from America's Funniest Home Videos, Carlton.
Oh, yeah. Imagine said America's Funniest Home Videos, you can get Carlton. Imagine.
Because he hosted, dude. Like, he hosts that show.
Nobody knows him as a fucking host. Everybody knows him as Carlton from fucking Fresh Prince. Meanwhile, which is why you said Carlton.
I know, because I forgot his name for a second. That's why I said Carlton, motherfucker.
But you said Carlton from fucking... you should have said Fresh Prince.
No, but
Rivera.
Yeah, but I just say no. But remember, dude, that he is the current host. He's been doing that for years for America's Funniest Home Videos.
I think everybody that does that show for years, it's like a death sentence for them.
Yeah, you want to act? Yeah. You want money? Yeah. You want to host America's Funniest Home Videos? No. You're gonna fucking have to do it.
They got these stupid voices.
Yeah.
Look at everyone from like Steve Harvey to. Richard Karn, who played Al in Home Improvement.
Wasn't it the other way around?
But I'm just saying in general, like, Fine, yes, the other way around. But
yeah, but what's funny is at least with Steve Harvey or whatever, like, he owns it, dude. Like, you know, like, he made it his own.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely did.
It's kind of like the way Price is Right is, you know, doing well with Drew Carey.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to be bad. Like, Barb Barker was okay, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but Drew Carey just, like, brought, like, a different level to it, dude.
I guess.
Which, did you see the thing about 2 weeks ago where a girl in a wheelchair won a treadmill?
Oh, that was amazing.
You know what's funny? I love when they brought it out. A new treadmill. You saw her face like, are you fucking serious?
Like.
The best gag joke ever.
You know, it's kind of funny. I can see her right now, whatever. She's going to record a video. Like, look, I'm going to try to attempt to use this treadmill.
Like, did she
don't jump ahead of me. Don't jump ahead of me.
Like, did she roll on it and, like, keep, like.
Like, I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to catch up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just picturing now, like, if you're going to see that, she's going to actually get on, like, you know, she's going to do a handstand. And she's going to, like, surprise everybody. Like, ha, you thought I can't use it, huh, motherfuckers?
I'm building my biceps and my triceps. Mm-hmm. All day, motherfuckers. You guys suck.
What? What? I'm handy capable, motherfuckers.
Yeah, so on to more shit from this fucking NBC Universal nightmare.
Oh, your positivity.
I know.
Optimism prime.
they've already got another series, another comedy series produced, co-created by Ed Helms and Mike Schur. Basically following Ed Helms as a dude working at an Apple store.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
That's going to be pretty hilarious. It's going to be pretty fun. They also have a big budget sci-fi kind of show. That's a drama that's called A Brave New World, which is going to be interesting.
I was just going to call it not Battlestar Galactica.
Right, yeah, exactly. Not Battlestar, but you know, not everything could be about Ozark.
That's what I'm saying, because, you know, like you mentioned, like, you know, one of the top sci-fi things of all time, and then you'd be like, we have another sci-fi show. Oh, so not Battlestar. Yeah, not Battlestar. Yeah,
basically. And the funny thing is that this show is actually, you know, it was originally ordered for the USA Network, but then USA Network was like, oh, yeah, you guys are doing some new shit, so just throw it over there. So it's going to be there. And then yeah, opposite, it's going to be over there. Yeah. I know, Brian, you're a fan of Psych.
I love that show.
Right? Yes. Yeah, so Psych is getting a second movie that's coming directly to this platform called Psych 2, Lassie Come Home.
Right. And the reason why it's Lassie Come Home is because so Timothy Odmundson, who played Lassiter, who they nicknamed Lassie in the show, he had a massive stroke about a year ago, 2 years ago. And
in real life or on the show?
In real life, like right after Gallivant got canceled.
Okay.
Like maybe like a month or so later, he had a really, really, really bad stroke and was in the hospital for like 6-7 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they filmed Psych the movie, he had a small part, like he was slightly better, you know, but like you could see his face was still kind of like, he looked like Jim Ross from WWE, well now AEW, you know, that half paralyzed face, and like he had a brief moment.
He had the Bell's palsy face.
Yeah, exactly. So he had a brief moment in the show just to like make the cameo, and then you know, as time went on, he luckily got better and the face went back to normal and he's in good health. And so this is why it's Lassie Come Home.
Well, that's awesome. That makes sense. That's pretty cool.
Because when the show ended, the creator, Steve Franks, actually said, like, just because the show is done doesn't mean we're ever done with that. There's so many more plot lines we can.
Oh yeah, yeah, because it's basically an open ended show. There's no real end to that type of show because it's all about, like, you know, whatever the fuck they were doing. So yeah,
The thing about Psych, which I never really understood, was like at the time, both Psych and Monk were in California.
Right.
Same time. Like they plugged. I remember Monk aired its premiere. I want to say like season 6, right? Out of like the 8 seasons that they had, and like, Psych just started with its pilot, and like they were plugging it like, oh, it's the two. It's like the Detective Hour or the Detective Double Hour, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh man, are we gonna have a crossover?
I really wish they would have done that, because then Monk ended and they never.
Then everything just disappeared, yeah.
Right, because like, I mean, Psych was set in Santa Barbara and Monk in San Francisco, so it would have been, you know, it would have been cool.
Yeah, they would have been right down the block from each other.
Yeah, but like. Yeah, as for Psych 2, like I'm excited about it because it's an original idea, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And,
something that Hollywood's afraid of nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the reason why, you know, with all these so far intellectual properties, yeah, we can work with this.
So, side note with Psych, I remember watching a thing about it, and the creator had this idea for a show. And went around scouring every network, everything from Fox, USA, ABC, and then cable.
And yeah, that's what happens.
And everybody turned him down. And then he had a meeting with people at USA, and they're like, we love it, let's do it. And that's how Psych became a thing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So a couple other things that are coming onto the show, to this thing. Is they're getting the exclusive streaming rights for Parks and Rec and The Office.
Sweet.
As well as certain movies that are throughout the entire Universal, you know, plethora of shit. And one of them, of course, is the Fast and the Furious franchise, which is pretty cool. E.T.,
okay.
Most of the focus features, the DreamWorks animation, okay, and Illumination. They also said that they're going to be bringing back AP Bio for season 4.
Really?
Yes.
So it's uncanceled.
Yeah, they made the news, I think, a couple weeks ago or something like that.
Because that show is really funny.
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't watched it, so I wouldn't know.
Dude, I was just thinking about something, how you just mentioned it right now. Excuse me. That, remember, now in Netflix, you have a whole bunch of DreamWorks, like, you know, kids shows or whatever and stuff like that. If NBC Universal is going to have that, does that mean that a lot of these shows that are exclusive to Netflix are going to slowly transition to that?
Yep.
Yo, Netflix is going to have to start pushing out more original content.
They've been doing that already.
No, but I'm talking about, like, now it's going to have to, like they're going to have to start going with, more obscure kids shows or whatever. Like, Steve, you and I think we may have a chance.
I think we will.
Even though our show, whatever, that the idea that we have is, like, it's not a kids show. We can do something else. We can do 2 shows. Yay!
Exactly.
Yay, Netflix money.
Yeah, and not only just that, but like also a lot of shows that are coming aren't just from Netflix. There's also a bunch of shows coming that usually we've seen on fucking Hulu and shit, and like other places. So like one of the things that, of course, we have the Bates Motel, which is coming directly to the service. Brooklyn Nine-Nine that was just moved over from Fox over to the NBC.
Yeah.
Cheers, which was on Hulu. I know it was on Hulu. Downton Abbey. Everybody Loves Raymond. Friday Night Lights. Married with Children.
Oh.
Superstore. 30 Rock. The American Pie franchise.
Interesting.
Back to the Future.
Okay.
The Bourne franchise. Cool. Bridesmaids, which is actually a pretty dope movie. The Despicable Me franchise. So that, I guess, includes all the Minion shit.
Right, because it's all the same people.
Right. Jaws.
Very cool.
The whole Meet the Fockers thing.
Okay.
Knocked Up.
Awesome.
Shrek. And so much more shit is coming to this fucking service.
That means that within the next few months or whatever, you're going to see, like, it's going to be a Netflix purge.
Yeah, basically. This doesn't start until, like, about 2020. So you still have some time to fucking just...
No. But look at already. If you notice, if you've been watching, you know, or if you've been on Netflix, like, you've seen a lot of stuff has been pulled out.
Oh, yeah. And that's how it always happens every month. There's always something going away.
Right.
But yeah, they've been doing it a lot lately.
And I was kind of bummed, too, because, like, last month I was watching... I was watching the Nolan Batman movies. Well, I mean, the first two, because Rises wasn't on. And, you know, even though it's not a great movie, I wanted to close it.
Mm-hmm.
But Batman Begins, watch it through and through, and it's been a long time since I watched it, so I'm like, okay. And then The Dark Knight, because that's just, like, freaking amazing. And, I got midway through The Dark Knight, and I paused it so I could, like, go to bed, and I'd pick it up the next day, and, like, okay, work got too busy, went to bed. 2 days later, okay, hey, where's my movie? Oh, it's September 1st. Gone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Brian was like, fuck!
Pretty fucking much.
Actually, that's pretty accurate, too, so...
I wanted to finish Batman.
And then I've
seen it like 30 times, but I don't care.
And I can see right now that he goes, oh, yeah, I have a fire stick. Doom, 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 doom.
I have a fire stick.
Oh, yeah, I have the DVDs and the Blu-rays.
I was going to say I have it on the computer, but I forgot my cats killed my computer in February.
Damn you, Fiona and Quinn. Damn you to hell.
I know. That's why, like, when I was saying that I was, like, finishing up work before we started recording, I'm doing it on my old MacBook, the thing I bought in, like, 2009.
Nice.
It's slow. There's no updates, and it does work though. It lags, but it works.
Hey, it does. It serves its purpose.
Right. Like, I'm not going to use it to, like, go on YouTube or surf the web, but hey, to do what I have to do for my job, it's like,
yeah, okay. Yeah. What you do when you're done with it, you just you know, give it nice little nurtures and shit. You'd be like a good work pick. Yeah. Yeah.
Now go to your room.
Basically. Go hide in your little box.
Okay, Brian. Okay.
And that that pretty much wraps it up for this week. We got a whole bunch of shit this week. It's a lot of shit, of course. So make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have Comics Con Sabor, Manga Times, Anime World, all that shit. Also, we have Intercity Geeks Turntable, Intercity Geeks First Watch, also the Intercity Geeks webcomic. We also have Bri2J Presents, not yet, yeah. Bri2J Presents.
Yes, and I know I haven't posted anything in a while, but...
you've been busy with work, dude, so we understand.
I've been busy with life, and yes, work, too. But I'll be posting a bunch of videos up as soon as I can.
Oh, my God. He's going to thrust everybody with a bunch of shit. Like, here's reviews. Like, oh, my God, we're good. Here's more.
One of these days when you guys wake up and go just check the site randomly, it's going to be, like, all
a bazillion things.
Like, nothing of the podcast anymore. It's just be like, review. Maybe the webcomic, because I didn't push by three more reviews.
So, before we wrap up, I just wanted to say, like, you know how we were talking about Tom DeLonge and Area 51 and all the videos?
Uh-huh.
So, his former band apparently played a secret show at St. Vitus in Brooklyn last night.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because their album came out today.
Yeah, so Blink just like surprised me. So my buddy is the co-owner of Vitus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know people everywhere. So
yes, because Brian networks and he doesn't burn bridges.
Exactly. See, lesson learned, folks.
Oh my God, it goes back to the beginning of the podcast.
So basically, I saw on my friend's Instagram. It's like Blink 182, and I like, okay, and I ignored it because last night I was busy and out and whatever.
I thought you just said you ignored it because it's Blink 182.
Basically.
So like, I happened to flip through Instagram before, and I follow Vitus on Instagram, and I'm like Blink 182 was like, yeah, surprise show at Vitus last night. I'm like, wow, like that would have been cool to see though.
Oh yeah.
You know, like, because I like them to a point.
I like some of their older shit.
Yeah.
Like,
what is it? All the Small Things and What's My Age Again? That's about it.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Actually, like, Aliens Exist was a great track off that album.
Wow, it's funny how you mentioned Aliens Exist and all this too.
Anthem was good. The Party Song. Adam's Song is a great track, as sad as it is. But like, there's so many things of, like, and that album, that album just turned 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, dude, like, yeah.
I forgot another track that I love from them or whatever. The bullshit track that they did, that I Want to Fuck a Dog in the Ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, then they had that ballad, What Went Wrong. That was a good track. There's a lot of good Blink songs. And, like, I only listened to the last album maybe once or twice. And it had a good sound, but it was like, it's weird because not the lineup that we know.
Right. It's just one other person that's out of the band that's been replaced. Yeah.
Now it's Skiba from Alkali.
Oh, for a second, I could have swore you said Steve-O from Jackass. But okay.
Oh, man. The drum solo is him just stapling fucking staples to his nuts.
Yeah. No nut stapling anymore.
Oh, my God. I'm now, after what Brian just said about how much, you know, all these tracks or whatever, Franny the fangirl is going to probably be like, you know, I like Brian.
Yeah. So make sure you go check out all those shows on the Inner City Geeks website, innercitygeeks.com. Also, you can follow us follow the show on where you listen to. What the fuck am I saying? Listen to the show on...
Please!
No, please. Fucking listen to the show, motherfucker.
Hey, yeah, with the guns to the head. You're going to fucking listen. You're going to love it. Okay, sir. Okay, Optimism Prime. Yes, sir.
Basically. you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, also on Google Play Music and Spotify. So check all those out. Also, all those are linked on the site, so make sure you follow those links and you can fucking listen to us, goddammit. You could also tell people where to fucking find us. You can find us on the Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. On the Twitters and on the Instagrams at innercitygeeks. You can find Brian. Where can we find Brian?
You can find me sitting on the couch with my feet up. You can find me on Instagram at Brian_2J or the channel Brian_2J Presents. And you can, of course, follow and like and share and comment, subscribe, and all that good stuff at Bright2J Presents on YouTube.
Yeah. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
Brian also forgot to say, you know, with him with his feet up and everything, that pussy running all over the place.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
All right. But... Brian, I love you, dude. I missed you, man.
I missed you, too.
All right, so yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and you can find me on Instagram at Deny, D-I-N, period, Y, period, E-D.
Yes, and you can find me on the Twitters and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, M-I-S-T-E-R-J-A-C-K-A-L.
And that wraps it up with this fucking episode. But before we say our goodbyes, we got some music for you to listen to. So last week, I mentioned that Korn came out with a new album.
They still exist.
Yes, they still exist. And this album is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I gotta get my hands on that soon.
It's really fucking good.
Steve, you already know.
I got you.
All right.
What were you saying, Brian?
We got Korn. We got Tool with an album that's number one. We got System of a Down apparently touring again.
Fuck System of a Down. Nah, I'm taking it. I like System of a Down.
I do too.
Oh my god. You just reminded me.
It's the meme from Jumanji. What meme is this? I'm sorry. What year is this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You just reminded me, dude. One of my favorite memes. Fucking Slipknot with the new album, Korn with the new album, Tool with the new album, and then they're poking at a stick. Come on, they're poking at System of a Down. Do something.
Right. And apparently they are.
Yeah, but the Korn came out with the new albums, and it's actually really fucking good. It's actually a lot better than I expected it to be. I enjoyed their last album. And I was kind of skeptical about listening to this one because one of the singles that I heard was very, like, Pesh Mode-ish. And I was like, I'm not a big fan of the Pesh Mode. But
wait, are you talking about the title track that they came out with or whatever?
No, it was another one that they came out with that I was like,
I don't know. I was going to say that first track that they came out with for the new album, whatever, sounds nothing like fucking the Pesh Mode, dude.
Oh, yeah, no, not that one. It was another one.
All right, because I was going to say, I listened to Pesh Mode, and it's like, Steve, that is far from fucking the Pesh Mode.
No, it was another one. I don't remember the name of it at the moment. But the song that I'm going to be picking is one of the later songs in the album. So kind of like a deep cut on the album. And it's a song called Harder. It's fucking dope. You will enjoy it because, of course, it's fucking Korn.
Damn right.
But yeah, so say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbyes, everybody.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And don't be a dick, but always remember, the geeks shall not have near.
Roll out.
Harder, 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 harder they are.